This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
U.S. stocks closed mixed after a bouncy and uneventful trading session on Tuesday. The moves come as investors bide their time until a key inflation report lands and potentially sheds light on the path of interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hugged the flat line, while the Nasdaq Composite edged up about 0.3%. The benchmark S&P 500 climbed more than 0.1%. Stocks have become marooned ahead of the release of the Consumer Price Index on Wednesday, seen as a pivotal point for a market facing a slower next leg higher after a strong first quarter. Investors have become increasingly less convinced the Federal Reserve will deliver on the 3 rate cuts it has projected for this year, given the persistent show of strength in the U.S. economy. That has intensified the focus on the CPI print for March, and any sign that inflation has begun to cool again will be seen as an invitation for a June policy shift. Meanwhile, fading rate cut hopes have helped push up the 10-year Treasury yield near 5-month highs, another potential headwind for stocks, with the 5% level seen as the key print of concern. The benchmark yield slipped Tuesday to trade around 4.37%. At the same time, rising metals prices have sparked concerns about a feed-through effect on inflation. Copper, a key industrial input, rose about 0.5%, adding to a 10% year-to-date gain that has prompted talk of a new bull market. Gold touched above $2,380 an ounce, extending its rally to hit another fresh record. Another catalyst on the horizon is the start of first quarter earnings season, which gets underway in earnest on Friday with results from the likes of Citigroup, JP Morgan, and Wells Fargo. Here were the stocks trending on Yahoo Finance in afternoon trading on Tuesday. Nvidia. Shares of the chip giant fell nearly 3% after competitor Intel revealed a new version of its artificial intelligence chip at its Vision event on Tuesday. According to the company, the new Gaudi 3 chip can train specific large language models 50% quicker than Nvidia's prior generation H100 processor. Intel shares climbed about 1%. Moderna. Shares of the pharmaceutical giant jumped to a 3-month high, up as much as 10%, after the company revealed positive responses in its early-stage cancer vaccine trial. The vaccine developed with Merck was used in patients with a type of head and neck cancer. And Alphabet. Alphabet shares jumped more than 1% to trade near 52-week highs on Tuesday. The moves come after the tech company announced a new video creation app, Google Vids, which utilizes artificial intelligence to streamline content development. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.